So, good afternoon, everyone. I think we'll wait for another minute or so to let people in, and then we can start. Yeah, I think we should start. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this webinar. I am Mitra Basu. I am a program director and one of the Cognizant program director in the solicitation. So we are very fortunate to have the assistant director of SAIS. Computer Information Science and Engineering Directorate, Assistant Director, Dr. Margaret Martinosi, who will be welcoming you and also giving a few opening remarks. After that is done, then we will come back to the presentations and question answer phase. So let me hand it over to Margaret.
Thanks so much, Mitra. Let me go ahead and share my screen. So good afternoon, everyone. My name is Margaret Martinosi, and I lead the Computer and Information Science and Engineering, or SAIS, Directorate at NSF. I know you are here for the SAIS Research Visioning webinar, and I will get to that in a moment. I wanted to use 10 seconds of your time to tell you about a fellowship program that not enough people know about, and it has a deadline, May 19th. If you know of someone who got their bachelor's degree and is thinking about coming back to graduate school, please grab this URL and tell them about it. Fellowships with 3 years of graduate funding, just like other NSF fellowships, but with a year of mentoring that predates that funding to help people understand what graduate school is about and to encourage a broader set of folks to go into graduate school in our fields. That's my commercial message. Now let me get to the actual focus that we have today, which is the SAIS research visioning activity. And so I wanna give a few slides of intro as Mitra mentioned. And I wanna start right here in our name. The name of our directorate is Computer and Information Science and Engineering. And that's a pretty broad space. And so when we're talking about research visioning, we're talking about that full broad space, C-I-S-N-E, writ large. So as the leader of SAIS, it's been my real privilege to be able to lead this full breadth of important SAIS topic areas. As we at NSF and with the community set the direction for future science research funding overall. NSF is America's foundational science funder for academic research across a wide range of STEM topic areas, but nowhere is that more true than in our topic area, where NSF provides, get this, about 80% of the federally funded academic research funding in the US, 80%. So that's a big responsibility in terms of getting it right, in terms of where we foster new topic areas. And that's what research visioning is about. So I like to make the analogy that research is like planting trees. The seeds that we plant now will show benefits down the line, but it can take years for an acorn to grow into a big oak tree. And so it's important to think long-term and to plan ahead. And so the key really is which trees to plant and how many and where, and how can NSF help with that process? So the research visioning organization that this solicitation is about is a chance to help offer guidance to NSF and to the community to help answer questions like that. We've been grateful for the role that the CCC has played in the space for years. And it's natural that on some cadence, in this case, about 10 years, it's wise to step back and take stock. How can we make this role that CCC has played and that we're now calling size RV in this solicitation, how can we make this be as beneficial as possible across the full topic space and across the full set of size stakeholders? And so that's what brings us here today, to encourage you all to welcome the community to come forward with proposals about how you might partner up, join forces, and put in these research visioning proposals, not for individual workshops, but for being the organization that takes that on for the community, that help envision the future for this research visioning activity. I want to go a little bit more into sort of how that tree planting plays out across size. When we think about planting trees, the size director is proud of the different types of impact that we've had, the way those acorns have grown up over the years. Size has foundational impact. Some folks look at this picture on the left and remember it as the imaging of a black hole that caused a sense of wonder around the world about 3 years ago when it made front page news. Some folks remember that as an astronomy result, but I think we on this webinar know there's a whole lot of computing in that result. And so the question is how to envision how computing can help with those and other really fundamental results, fundamental questions about how information is gathered, analyzed, and communicated. One example of the kind of foundational work that size has fostered is the fact that around 60% of the Turing Award winners, the Nobel Prize for our field, have received NSF funding. Translational research, the National Academy's report on that's led to the so-called tire tracks diagram, quantifies the degree to which foundational research, much of it funded by size, has changed how the world computes and communicates to the order of around $1 trillion of economic impact across the space that's depicted in this image. If you want to read this image with a more reasonable font size, you can go to the URL that's down here. And then the societal impact, different ways that size-funded research is changing American communities and changing the face of computing. So this is a pretty broad space that we're covering. And when we're hoping for folks to come in with research visioning proposals, we're hoping for that breadth and that coverage to be reflected. In terms of sort of more of a sense of breadth for size, let me talk about the organization of how size fits, how different units fit within size. We have four units, subunits within the size directorate. Three of them, the green, the teal, and the sky blue here, represent the different research spaces of the size directorate. And the fourth unit, the Office of Advanced Cyber Infrastructure, or OAC, is organizationally within size, but has this broader mission to serve the full science community, astronomy to zoology and everything in between, with advanced computing resources, software, data, and so forth. And so when we're looking for a research visioning effort, an organization, the goal is to cover this full broad space. Another thing to note is the degree to which, while we do have those four subunits, we work together on an awful lot of size-wide initiatives. The program officers that you see here on the webinar screen reflect that. Many cases where we are coloring across the lines, either to span the four divisions, and other cases where we're actually reaching out across many directorates as well. One more example of the breadth is when I give a talk about size, I often organize that talk in terms of three overarching technical themes that represent inflection points that our field is facing. And I don't have time in this intro to dig deep in each theme, but I do want to note again this breadth. On the one side of our field, we're facing the end of Moore's law and how that is causing a true seismic shift that changes everything about the programmability, the portability, the reliability, and the security of the computer systems that are built on top of the substrates that are facing these end of Moore's law things. So end of Moore's law can feel like it's just down low about the transistors, but really end of Moore's law is about our whole computing stack, our whole computing ecosystem. So that's one of these overarching technical themes. Another one is about AI, the way it has pulled from our whole field to get where it's gotten to, and the way it is impacting our field and so many more in terms of the way it's being used and the way it reflects in the world. And a third overarching technical theme that we use when we talk about size is the notion of beneficial socio-technical systems. This can mean a lot of different things. This is certainly about things like fairness and trustworthiness in AI systems. This is also about connectivity. How is our advanced wireless research supporting better connectivity through a pandemic and beyond? How are we bringing about better affordable rural broadband? And how are those connected systems helping communities function better than they were before? Communities meaning your city, your region, your state. There are also cross-cutting enabler themes that we think about in SISE. And I want to specifically talk about these two in the middle, because I think a research visioning organization should definitely think about and foster conversations that have to do with what is the infrastructure our field needs to succeed? What are the research resources that different parts of our research community need in order to really tap into the broadest set of talents and ideas? So for some of us, that might be high-speed networking. For others of us, that might be data sets at scale that let anyone anywhere test out a really good idea about AI, about some other aspect of our world. And then people, broadening participation and so forth. So three technical themes, a bunch of cross-cutting enablers, sort of spell once again the sort of breadth of the field and the scope of the research visioning that's needed here. So with that, I'm going to pause now and hand it back over. Before I do hand it back over, I want to take a minute to thank a bunch of NSFers who helped to organize this event. So Mitra Bazu, Tefik Kosar, Ralph Wachter, Hector Munoz-Avila, and Nina Amla. They're here on the webinar along with some other folks who will help to answer questions. I also want to thank the folks at MEMS for their IT support as well. And I want to thank you for making time for this, and thank you for your energy and your ideas. And I'm happy to hand this back over to Mitra.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you for that opening talk. And that, of course, sets the stage for what I am going to say next. So let me share my slides. Margaret has already thanked a few people who are the Cognizant program directors who are all here. And also in addition to that, we have other people, Gurdeep Singh, who is the division director for computing and network, computer and network systems, and also Wendy Nelson, who is the acting deputy division director of information and intelligent information system. Hope I got that right. Margaret already mentioned about Nina. She is with the office of the assistant director, and she is also here. The tech people, of course, are key to have this process succeed. So now I am going to share the screen and go over the slides. Hope you can all see my slides. And let me start the slideshow. Something is not right. Let me see. Can you see my slides?
No.
Okay. No, now you can. I don't know why it is in the last page sitting there. Okay. Now you can see my slides, right?
Yes.
As I said, this is the solicitation on SISE RVE webinar that we are doing. And there is a question and answer panel in the Zoom. That's how you are going to pose your questions. But let me start with the as Margaret already talked about the breadth and depth of the size RV organization that we are looking for, this is an open call. So everyone can compete, seeks to fund a community-driven organization that will identify ambitious, new, fundamental, and translational research directions. So these are key points to note. So we are looking for research directions, not a specific workshop or specific meeting. So these research directions that align with national and societal priorities. And by doing so, we are hoping to catalyze the computing research community's pursuit of innovation and high impact research. Two goals of this webinar. First one is to inform the community about the SIZE program solicitation, as just like people like you who are in the webinar, and also others who cannot join us, but hopefully they will be able to, these will be available on the program page and they will be able to access that. And the second goal is to respond to questions from potential applicants. And as, again, as I said, once the presentation is over, we go into question answer phase. You can pose your question in the Q&A icon using the Q&A icon, and we will respond to those questions. So the Cognizant program directors, our names are listed in the solicitation. We are from the four divisions and office, so that actually cuts across SIZE, as you can see. So the breadth of the SIZE RV organization that we are looking for. I am Mitra Basu, as I have already introduced myself, from the Division of Computing and Communication Foundation. We have Ralph Wachter from Division of Computer and Network Systems, Hector Munoz Avila from Division of Information Intelligence Systems, and Tevik Kosar from Office of Advanced Cyber Infrastructure. So what do we want to accomplished through this SIZE RV? So the goals, the main high level three goals are that we are looking for an organization that has a plan to obtain and integrate input from all stakeholders. So these stakeholders are from academia, industry, professional societies, government agencies, and the public, right? So they are our stakeholders. Therefore, we want to actually get input from them and put them together. The second goal is how to facilitate the articulation of compelling long-term research vision. And the third goal is strengthen connectivity and increase coordination across these diverse stakeholders. So this SIZE RV organization that is funded eventually, that should be able to satisfy these three high level goals. Now coming to the submission process, a letter of intent, LOI, is required. So due date is May 10th, 2022. It has to be submitted by your sponsored research office or authorized organizational representative, and submission of multiple LOIs is not permitted. Each LOI must include a title that has to begin with SIZE-RV, prefixes SIZE-RV, a project synopsis up to 2,500 characters, should contain a brief summary of the project, including the organizational and management principle for the SIZE RV. And it should also describe the team The team is named, the name and departmental affiliation of the principal investigator, name and departmental affiliations of the co-PIs and all senior personnel, and name of any additional participating institution or organization, including all sub-bodies. Now, why are we asking for LOI? Because the LOIs are not going to be reviewed, and they, therefore, you will not be receiving any feedback from us. So if you submit a LOI, you are eligible to submit a full proposal. So there are two purposes for the LOIs, for inviting LOIs. One is, of course, it you can organize your thoughts, and you can maybe not full blown because full proposal is not yet due, but you can at least think about what are the essential points that you are going to touch upon, elaborate in the main the full proposal, and also start gathering your team, right, and have an idea of what the project is going to be about. This also tells you that you should read the solicitation, because these few slides are not describing the things that are so much in great detail in the solicitation. And it helps a lot if you look at that solicitation. I will again emphasize that as we come. So that is the first reason why we are inviting LOIs. And the second reason is, of course, for our planning purpose. So when we get the letter of intent, we have an idea what kind of topics we are going to cover, what is the team, the key personnel, we will have an idea, and that helps us in organizing the, or at least start thinking about how to have a panel about all these things. That is the reason we are inviting LOIs. Now, full proposal is due is October 5, 2022 this year. And the title again has to have a prefix that is size-RV. We will allow some minor changes in the title between the letter of intent and full proposal. That's allowed. The project description is up to 20 pages. Follow the guidance of the NSF fact sheet as you are preparing your full proposal, including any requirements that fact sheet provides, for example, having a separate section of broader impact. Other sections should be included in the project description. This is all within 20-page limit. Remember that. And those sections are described in more detail in the proposal preparation section of the solicitation. So I again stress, and I will be doing that again and again, that this is really not a substitution for not reading the solicitation. So please read the solicitation to get the full picture. Also note that the principal investigator and lead institution should be identical in the letter of intent and the full proposal. So you can change other things if you are definitely going to add more things as you form your team, that is expected. So additional personnel and participating institution and organization may be included in the full proposal that are not listed in the letter of intent. But just make sure that the PI and the lead institution remain same in both of them. Now, the project description should describe ways to achieve these following things. Again, these are described in more detail in the solicitation, but the project description should present a plan as to how to engage all fields of size. And you already saw from Margaret's talk that it covers a whole lot of topics, diverse topics. including emerging areas and applications. This is important because we are looking for 5 to 10 years out research visioning ideas. So emerging areas and application areas overlapping with other science and engineering field, as you know, computer science really plays into many, many other areas have become key player in them. So some of them could be, you should keep those in mind. Embrace a diverse organizational model that strives to balance factors like diversity of topic. And you saw how broad is the set of topics that SAIS covers. Demography, geography, institution types and departments, and rank and career stages. So depending on what kind of project you are proposing, you need to find the right team, right kind of people, and think of the diversity that you want to include in your team as needed, as you need for the expertise to cover those other aspects. Facilitate the generation of ambitious medium and long-range research visions that have broad support from the SAIS research community. You will be talking to the stakeholders, and we identified the stakeholders beforehand. So how to integrate all these opinion, all these input, and generate this research vision plan, long range research vision plan, as well as medium range, enable rapid and efficient community response to emerging opportunities and areas of national and societal need. So this again is time sensitive, because if something is hot right now, this is needed around now, emerging topic, we want to exploit that to see what should be our research direction, not only just NSF, but the entire community. Communicate the research visions and their importance to a wide range of stakeholders and the research community, of course, itself, and also others in industry and government, as well as more to the general public. So your communication strategy has to be there for doing all these things, disseminating the outcomes of your meetings, workshops, also to gather input. So those you have to have a well-planned communication strategy. And finally, most important is you need to check how well you are doing. So evaluate the outcomes, including meetings, workshop, topics considered at these meetings, effectiveness of communication and dissemination effort. So that gives you an opportunity to change your plan for the future, or should you continue on the same path if you are doing well. So you need to have such a evaluation strategy, definitely. More on project description. So we are hoping that successful proposal will discuss these things. Organizational structure. Again, what is an organizational structure? Please look at the solicitation. There is much more detail there. Ambitious and forward-looking visioning strategies. Communication and engagement strategy. Remember that as we talked about communication strategy, as well as that communication, you need to engage the entire all the stakeholders to get the best out of them, right? And the final is evaluation framework that we discussed. How will the proposals be evaluated? So proposals will be reviewed by panel review and our reverse site visit review. The two merit review criteria are at NSF, are all the intellectual merit and broader impacts. Of course, the proposals will be evaluated on those points. And in addition to that, solicitation specific criteria is there. And as I was talking in the last slide, these are the solicitation specific criteria. So if you look at the solicitation, you will see that we are saying the reviewers are instructed to look at, evaluate these points or evaluate what you have written. And there are specific points on which they are going to evaluate. So this is not just for the reviewers. They are in the solicitation. You should look at them as you are developing your full proposal. And also to some extent, the LOI. So who may submit proposals? Individuals, so institutions of higher education, and non-profit, non-academic organization. So any of them can submit a proposal. And who may serve as PI? So these PIs and co-PIs can come from any of those institutions or organizations, but only requirement is that either the PI or one of the co-PI should hold a primary appointment at an institution of higher education. That is required. That's what we are asking for. Okay. Others may be from all other kinds of institutions. Limited number of proposals per organization is one. So the lead is going to submit this proposal. And I am coming to the why I'm talking about lead only. So there is only one proposal per organization. And the limit of number of proposals per PI or co-PI is one. So you cannot be in more than one proposal if you are a PI or co-PI. So collaborative proposals. So when we say collaborative proposals, we of course welcome collaborations among you and your team. And the team does not have to come from one institution. They will be different kinds of institution depending on what you are planning to do in that size RV project. And we talked about diversity. So diversity of topic, diversity of institution, geography, demography, all these things, various aspects are there. Not necessarily you have to do all of them, but you should do what is right for the project you are proposing, right? So collaboration is welcome, definitely. But if it is multiple organizations in a proposal, then it must be submitted as a single proposal. So the lead PI and the lead institution is going to submit this proposal as a single proposal. And the rest of the institution, rest of you are going to be sub-awardees. So make a note of that. I have gone over this, required a letter of intent, May 10th, 2022, and full proposal is October 5, 2022. Now, after you submit letter of intent, if you would like to discuss if you have questions and you would like to discuss the developing the letter of intent into a full proposal and you have you want to discuss that with us, we can schedule one meeting with your team, you and your team, and we are happy to help you in guiding you in that respect. But you have to ask for that, remember. After you have submitted the letter of intent. Preliminary proposal is not required, right? Only two things, letter of intent and full proposal. There will be one award out of this competition and anticipated funding amount is anywhere between 5 million and 9 million. That depends on what kind of plan you have in your project, what budget you need. So it can be anywhere between that. And duration is up to 5 years. So actual, the full-blown project will be for 4 years. So that's the duration for the for project. But if you need a startup phase, then to develop and set up the organizational structure, you may request for 1 year of additional support, and that also additional 1 year, that makes it 5 years. But the actual project runs for 4 years. So I am at the end of my slides. A recording and transcript of the webinar along with the slides will be accessible from the event page shortly after conclusion of the webinar. This we are moving to the question answer phase, where please submit your question through the Q&A.